think of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Oh, hey, it's Sarah for Pearl.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Oh, hey, good. Sorry, I missed your email, by the way, before. I was waiting for them to speak again so that we could try to wrap stuff up. So I do have an update for you. I have good news and I have bad news. So they went over the financials with her on the call. That's like the underwriter interview. And she's lost a lot of money last year, and she's also showing a loss for this year. They wanted her kind of to, like, explain it and, like, try to understand a little bit more about what's going on. She's still losing a lot of money. She's losing, like, they're showing about, like, $700 a year, and she's still in that point. Like, she wasn't able to, say, put a better spin on it, I guess you could say. We do want to fund, we do want to give her money, but they don't want to give her as much as what we were offering. So he's saying that, like, we won't ask any more questions. We give her, like, 45 now. If she takes it and everything goes good, we could look to give, like, a lot more money next time. But right now she's still, like, in a bad place in terms of, like, what she's making. Like, there's a lot of money in the bank, but the business is losing so much. And, like, they did speak about, you know, the way things are going and everything, and she kind of said that, like, yeah, she spent, like, $500,000 this year, and it didn't work out, and then she did this, and that didn't work out. And it's, like, based on, like, what she was saying, they're, like, a little bit worried now to give this much. Anything close to, like, 100, you know, they speak to them. And then depending on kind of what they say or the way that they explain things, it makes a big difference. So, I mean, it was good she was honest, but they want to, like, cut the offer for now. Like, I could give you a new calculator now. You'll still get the extra 4 points because it's going to be over 40. And then if she's willing to go ahead and sign today, we'll fund today. Like, no more questions asked. We'll go ahead and do it if she'll re-sign docs.
Okay, does she know that the offer has been cut?
No. So we don't say anything until we tell you. You know, we wouldn't tell her first to then have her call you. If you want us to tell her that we want to cut it, we could do that. But we're going to for sure give you the courtesy always to tell you first. She just knows that, like, she spoke about, like, her situation. I don't know if she had, like, some sort of idea because she kind of painted, like, a bleak picture. But we didn't say anything to her yet.
Okay, and I do know she sent us some updated financials from September that look a lot better than the ones we sent earlier. I don't know if that
do
would...
Do you want to send them over? Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Definitely. Oh, I kind of wish we had had them before. But yeah, no, send them over. Let's see what we could do.
Okay.
I'm going to get you the calculator now, but if you could send me the financials first, I'll ask them to look at them real quick.
Okay, cool.
But yeah. Okay, so I'll wait for you to email it to me, and then I'll tell him to look at it, and then whatever he says, I'll send you, like, an updated offer after.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.